Old Testament Psalm 16.
诗篇第十六篇，我们从我们把这一篇读一遍好吗？
Psalm 16, we will read the whole Psalm 1.
我们来一段一段的读哈。
Let's read it by sections.
神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
论到世上的圣灵，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上。我嘴唇也不提别神的名号，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take up their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我。在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
我们低头仍然有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please let's have a further word of prayer.
我们感谢你，让我们在七日的第一日，在你爱子的名下，一同聚集在你的面前。
Father, we thank you that on the first day of the week, in the name of your beloved Son, we are gathered before you.
愿宝座的主再次发声向我们说话。
May the God of Throne once again utter His voice and speak to us.
生命的话语能够说在我们里面。
Let your word be spoken into our hearts.
好像我们都能够常常活在你的面前。
So that we will always live before you.
饱尝你的自己。
And be satisfied with you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
大卫啊，在圣经里头啊，有一个很明显重要的地位。
In the Bible, David holds such a very conspicuous and very vital, important position.
圣经说呢，他是一个合神心意的王啊。
And the Bible teaches that he is a king who goes after God's heart.
在撒母耳记第十三章那里说啊，他说呢，耶和华已经找着寻找一位合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君。
In 1 Samuel 13, there God says he has already sought a person who goes after his heart, and he has set him as a prince, the king.
当撒母耳对扫罗讲这句话的时候，
When Samuel spoke this to Saul,
其实呢，大卫还没有出生呢。
At this time, David wasn't born yet.
我们知道大卫做王40年了。
We know David reigned for 40 years.
但是他做王第二年的时候呢，神就记得撒母耳对扫罗讲话。
And Saul, in his second year, then God spoke to him through Samuel.
那么大卫登基的时候才30岁。
When David ascended to his throne, he was at 30 years old.
所以我们算一算呢，大概说这句话之后呢，大卫大概最少要八年了才出生啊。
So if we do our calculation, when Samuel spoke this word, David wasn't born until 8 years later.
神呢，从远处就看见他。
So from a far distance, God had already seen David.
大卫他在写诗篇139篇的时候，他这么说啊。
So when David wrote Psalm 139,
他说我未成形的体质的，你的眼早已看见了。
My substance you have seen while it's being yet unformed.
你所量给我的日子，我还没有度过一日，你就已经把它写在你的册子上了。
And all the days you fashioned for me, well, as yet there were none of them, you have written all of them in your book.
所以呢，大卫不但是神在他还没有出生之前呢，远处就拣选了他。
Therefore, God had chosen David from a far distance when he wasn't born yet.
他一生呢，也是活在神的面前的。
And David's whole life, in his whole life, he lived before God.
那么在列王记上第14章、15章那边给他做个结论的时候。
In 1 Kings chapter 15, here we read a final conclusion of David's life.
他说呢，大卫呢，除了赫人乌利亚那件事情以外。
Apart from the matter of Uriah the Hittite,
他所行的都是耶和华眼中看为正的事。
David did everything right in the eyes of God.
他一生呢没有违背耶和华所吩咐一切的。
All the days of David's life, he never turned away from anything God commanded him.
所以我们实在也需要多花一点时间来看呢，神怎么样在大卫身上工作的。
Therefore, we really need to spend some more time on how God worked in David.
他是怎么样成为一个合神心意的王？
How could David become the very God who went after God's heart?
那么圣经上固然记载了很多大卫的历史。
The Bible indeed recorded so many things of David.
那大卫并不像所罗门那样子写了些书啊。
And David wasn't like Solomon who wrote books.
那么他是一个诗人啊，他很喜欢音乐，所以他做了很多很多诗。
However, he was a poet and he loved music. Therefore, he wrote many, many songs.
那诗篇里面有150篇呢。
The Psalter consists of 150 songs.
那么中间呢，最少有72篇是大卫写。
At least 72 of them were written by David.
所以借着诗啊，那个大卫呢，发出他对神的感情。
Therefore, through these psalms, David simply expressed his feeling toward his God.
发出呢他对神的爱慕，随着对神的追求。
Showing all his adoration, his pursuit of God.
所以神允许的话呢，我们呢来试着从大卫的诗篇呢来认识大卫的一生啊。
So, Lord willing, we would like to read Psalms and come to understand all of David's life.
借着他所写的这许多的美丽的诗的，我们看看这位合神心意的王是怎么活在神的面前。
And through the many Psalms that David wrote, we could see how this very king who went after God's heart actually lived in God's presence.
诗篇16篇呢，说的是大卫的金诗。
Now, Psalm 16 is called a miktam of David.
那么说到了神他自己呢，神是我们的满足。
It tells us that God himself is the fullness of our satisfaction.
这实在是大卫一生的写照。
And truly, this is the a true depiction of David's whole life.
因为呢，神是他的满足。
Because God is his only satisfaction.
他呢单单的来寻求神的自己。
And solely he pursued after God himself.
因为神是他的满足。
And because God is his satisfaction.
他能够安息在神的面前。
He is able to rest before God.
他从来不是为自己强求些什么。
He never tried to force anything for himself.
就像诗篇，刚刚我们唱的诗歌里头所说的哈。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
神啊，有你就够了。
It is enough to have God himself.
我相信呢，这是大卫啊一生啊，在神面前一个很重要的属灵的秘诀。
I believe this is one of the most important spiritual secrets that David held before God.
因为呢，他是这么样的能够完全满足于神的自己。
And this is how he lived his spiritual life. And because he's so gratified in God himself.
他一生呢敬畏神啊，活在神的面前。
And he feared God. He simply lived in the presence of God.
所以我们呢 从几个方面我们来看这篇诗。
Therefore, we would consider this hymn from different perspectives.
首先呢，我们看见呢，头两节我们看见呢，神的自己呢是我们的满足。
From the first two verses, we see that we could draw on the principle that God Himself is our satisfaction.
他说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。”
Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
我的心啊，我曾对耶和华说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
Oh, my soul, you have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you."
就是在神以外呢，我找不到任何的好处。
That is.Apart from God, I cannot find anything good.
我是在世上面的好处也好。
Whether it's a worldly good,
在属灵里面的好处也好。
Or the spiritual good.
一切呢，我能够那些能够存的有价值的好处呢，都在神里头。
Everything, anything that is good that has this eternal value abides in God Himself.
也就是说呢，在神以外，我找不到任何的好处，没有任何事情有价值。
That's to say that besides God, there's no good thing of any value to it.
我们不晓得这篇诗呢是大卫什么时候写的。
Although we do not know when David wrote this hymn.
我在想呢，他的一生呢，他都会说这样子话。
But I suppose all his life he could say, could have said this thing.
是说神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。
That preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
他在年轻的时候需要神的保佑。
When he was young, he needed God's protection.
十几年的时间呢，他被保罗逼迫追杀。
Because for decades of years, Paul pursued him to kill him.
他在旷野里头，他在树林里面，他在到处为家。
In wildernesses, in forests, he just take abode in any place like that.
他实在需要神的保佑。
Because truly he needed God's protection.
那么等他得国之后呢？
But after he gained his kingship.
当这个他做以色列的君的时候呢？
While he was the king of all the Israelites.
神使列国服在他的权下，他赐他许多的产业的时候。
God caused all the nations come to be submissive under him and give him so many possessions.
他仍然要说神啊，求你保佑我。
Even at this time, he had to say, God preserve me.
因为呢，他一旦失去神的保佑。
Because at the very time he lost God's protection,
他竟然犯下了跟八十八的那个奸淫的罪。
He committed the grave sin with Beersheba in this grave adultery.
到了晚年的时候，他一样要说出这样的话。
Even when David came to his old age, still had to say the same thing.
在人看来的话，他在属灵的高峰了，正成熟的时候。
From man's point of view, David was standing on the spiritual climax while he was so mature.
他仍然要说神啊，求你保佑我。
But still, he had to say the same thing, Oh God, preserve me.
因为一旦离开了神的保佑啊，他心中自高啊，高傲，他竟然起来数点神的百姓。
Once he left God's protection, that he became haughty, he actually numbered God's people.
惹神的愤怒嘛。
And incurred God's wrath.
那么要神要我们祷告啊，求神保佑我们呢、啊？要做我们要什么样的情形之下，神能保佑我们呢
？Well, we pray to God, the Lord preserving us. Under what circumstance would He preserve us?
当我们来投靠他的时候
，It is when we come to take refuge in Him.
如果我们不来投靠他
，If we do not come to take refuge in Him,
神的那个膀臂不能成为我们的保佑。
And God's arm can never become our protection.
当我们活在世上，靠着自己的力量抓许多的东西的时候
，While we live in this world by our own means, we're trying to grasp whatever that comes along.
神没有办法保守我们的心怀意念。
If we live in such a way, God, there is no way God can keep our minds apart.
So we 需要来投靠他。
Therefore, we need to take refuge in Him.
然后神呢，他的保守我们。
So that God could preserve us.
但是我们如何能够要来投靠他呢
？Then how can we come to take refuge in Him?
多少时候呢？我们觉得我们自己还能做些事情。
So many times, while we feel, oh, there's something I could do.
多少时候呢？我们觉得在神以外，我们还能够抓一些东西。
So many times we think that apart from God, I could still lay hold on to certain things.
多少时候我们是走到山穷水尽没有路的时候才来投靠神。
So many times is when we actually come to the end of our wit, then we know we have to take refuge.
难怪我们常常失败，常常软弱。
No wonder we always fail. We are so weak all the time.
我们需要像大卫一样来看见了。
We need to be like David, singing that.
神啊，你是我的主啊，我的好处不在你以外。
God, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
为我们能够看见呢，神他是我们一切的供应啊，他是我们所有那个力量的来源，我们呢才能够天天来投靠他。
Only when we see that God is the very source of our strength, our all provision, then could we come to take refuge in Him.
唯有当我们呢看见了神他自己呢是我们的满足，我们呢才有那个投靠他的心。
Only when we see God Himself as our gratification, then we would have the heart to come to put our trust in Him.
那我们如何来经历神是我们的满足呢？
Then how can we experience the very fact that God is our satisfaction?
在什么事情上我们看见呢神他是我一切的供应呢？他是我们心唯一的满足呢？
In what matters to see, we see that He's the provision of all my things, and He's our soul's gratification.
首先呢，那我们能够满足于神所赐给我们的儿女。
Then first, we have to be satisfied with the children that God has given us.
神所赐给我们的弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters that God has given us.
论到世上的圣名啊。
So here, concerning the saints who are on the earth,
他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
They are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
哎呀，中文翻得非常美啊！说这些神的儿女们呢、啊，是又美又善。
The Chinese version is translated as beautiful. It says they are the most beautiful, the most good.
NAS 它翻成呢是 majestic one 啊，是非常尊贵的。
NASB's version says they are the majestic ones.
King James 说它是 the excellent one.
And King James says the excellent one.
非常卓越的。
The very excellent ones, exceeding others.
NIV 说是 glorious, 荣耀的。
And NIV says the glorious ones.
说论到世上的圣名，论到神的给我们弟兄姊妹，他们是有尊荣的，他们是卓越的，他们是有荣耀的。
As for the saints, the brothers and sisters that God has given us, they are excellent, majestic, and glorious.
那是我心中所最喜悦的。
And in whom is all my delight.
哎，我们当然要宝贝神他自己的时候呢，现在我们看见我们宝贝也神所赐给我们的儿女。
For us to treasure God, first we have to treasure the brothers and sisters, His children that He has given us.
那这是从大卫啊，他是一生的经历啊。
Now this is the David's whole life experience.
其实呢，大卫在一生啊。他也受了许多从他的同胞来的苦。
Actually, throughout David's life, he actually suffered much from all the grievances that came from his brothers.
首先呢，大卫啊就无缘无故的逼迫他。
For the first thing is Saul, without any reason, persecuted David.
那么当他杀死那个非利士人的勇士哥利亚的时候啊。
When David killed Goliath, the warrior of the Philistines,
扫罗他是满心欢喜的。
Saul was all happy about this.
哎呀，这个年轻人真是好。
Oh, this young man was really good.
但是当他们从战场上回来的时候
，However, when they came back from the battlefield,
那妇女们呢起来啊，打鼓在起集庆，去唱歌跳舞来欢迎他们。
When all the women came out to welcome them, dancing and playing the timbrelin.
那时候呢，扫罗杀死千千呢，大卫杀死万万。
So they said that Saul killed thousands and David killed 10,000.
就这么一句话呢，大卫呢里头就发怒了啊。
And just because of this statement,
就是那个扫罗这里头就发怒了。
And Saul became enraged.
啊，他是说呢，这千千归我，万万归大卫，这国只剩下国内归给他了。
Now if they said thousands belong to me and 10,000 belong to David, how about the kingdom? Wouldn't that also go to David?
就是妇女们说这么一句话
It's just because of one statement that these women said
那个扫罗呢一生那个逼迫追杀大卫
All throughout Saul's life that he tried to pursue David and kill him
他呢受了大卫的大卫受扫罗许多的苦
Therefore David suffered so much in the hand of Saul
其实呢不光是大卫
But actuallyNot only
不光是扫罗哈，其实还有很多的那些人也帮扫罗来逼迫大卫的。
There were many others who helped Saul and persecute David.
像那个西伯人不知道什么缘故，一天到晚到扫罗那边去通风报信，说大卫在哪儿，大卫在哪儿，要来抓他。
Just like in Ziphites, we don't know why, but the, every now and then they would just went to Saul and they would tell on David, telling Saul where David was hiding.
这不光是扫罗啊。
So not only Saul.
那么大卫在诗篇里面的时候是常常提到啊，他有很多。他自己的朋友被逼迫他。
In Psalms, David even mentioned that many of his friends who also persecuted him.
譬如说诗篇第五十五篇呢。
For example, in Psalm 55.
他第十二句他说呢。
Verse 12.
他说原来呢不是仇敌辱骂我，若是仇敌呢还可忍耐，也不是恨我的人呢向我狂大，若是恨我的人呢我就躲避躲避他。
For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it.Nor is it he who hates me who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him.
如果是仇敌的话，事情还好办。
It would be an easy matter if this persecution comes from an enemy.
这不料是谁呢？
But unexpectedly,
不料是你。
It is you.
你呢，源于我平等。
A man, my equal,
那是我的同伴
my companion,
是我知己的朋友
my familiar friend,
他那个最平常最知心的朋友 在背后捅他的后面的辱骂他
These are the people who were most close to David, who reproached against David, and who took shot at him.
这些人呢，不是他普通的自己的朋友啊。
And these people were not his acquaintances.
这些人呢，还曾经跟他一同在属灵上有追求的。
These were the people who actually at one time, pursued the Lord spiritually.
他说我们素常呢彼此谈论了，以为甘甜。
Because he said that we took sweet counsel together.
那我们呢与群众啊在神的殿中同行啊，他们一起参加各样的那个的退休聚会啊，就追求神去了。
They walked to the house of God in the throne, meaning that they attended all the retreats and they pursued after God together.
这些人 在后面呢，辱骂他，逼迫他，那个实在是伤大卫的心啊。
It's these people who reviled against David behind his back and also who persecuted him.
但是我们看大卫这个人呢，他一生啊。保爱神的百姓。
However, as we consider David, this person, we understand that all his life, he just cherished his people.
虽然扫罗是这样的逼迫他。
Even Saul persecuted him in such a way.
虽然这么多他自己的朋友在后面呢那个辱骂他。
Even with all this of his familiar friends, close friends, he reviled against him behind his back.
但是他当他来看神的那个圣名的时候
，But as David looked at all the saints of God，
他呢肯从心里说他，你们又美又善的，是我最喜悦的。
From his heart, he could say that you're the excellent ones in whom is all my delight。
你想大卫这么样的逼迫他，
不，
这么扫罗，对不起啊，扫罗是这么样子逼迫他十几年的时间了。
Think of Saul who had been persecuting David for decades of years。
当扫罗死的时候
，But when Saul died，
大卫什么样的反应呢
？What's David's reaction to this？
大卫不是，哎呀，这下可好了，这个高兴死了，这逼迫我的人，这终于灭亡了。
David's not saying that. Oh, it's a way to go. Finally, this persecutor of mine perished.
当他听见扫罗跟他儿子约拿丹死的时候
，When he heard that Saul and his son Jonathan died，
那么大卫心里非常难过，他的悲哀哭嚎进食到晚上。
Saul was so grieved that he lamented， David lamented and wept and fasted until evening。
那么大卫还要为扫罗说哀歌
，Even he sang a dirge for Saul。
他说呢。以色列啊，第十九节啊，以色列啊，你尊荣者在山上被杀，大英雄啊，何竟死亡啊
？Second Samuel 1:19, the beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen!
不要在加特报告，不要在亚斯基伦街上传扬啊，免得非利士的女子欢乐。
Tell it not in Gath, proclaim it not in the streets of Ashkelon, lest the daughters of Philistines rejoice. Twice he mentioned that Saul as a hero, the great hero, the mighty man.
他这是从心里头称许扫罗的。
Therefore, it is from David's heart that he praised Saul.
24节他说了, 以色列的女子啊, 当为扫罗哀哭的。
Verse 24, O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul.
因为呢, 他曾使你们穿朱红的, 朱红色的美衣啊, 使你们的衣服有黄金的装饰。
Who clothed you in scarlet with luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel.
你看扫罗这么样的逼迫他。
See how Saul persecuted David.
当扫罗死的时候, 他看扫罗是怎么样看他呢?
But when Saul actually died, how did David view Saul?
他看呢,这个扫罗曾经如何被神所用。
What David saw was how God had once used Saul.
他确实呢,曾经带领以色列人出入,跟周围的列国征战,使他们那个射进平安了。Indeed,
Saul once led all the Israelites in and out and fought with all the nations and gave all the Israelites peace all around.
大卫就是这样看扫罗的。
And this is how David viewed Saul.
他也是这样看他所有的那个他的同胞。
And in the same manner, this is how he viewed all his brethren.
扫罗有一个元帅叫做亚尼尔。
Now Saul had a commander in chief and Abner.
这亚尼尔呢，那个大致上来说不是什么太好的人。 Now,
generally speaking, Abner wasn't a good person.
亚米尔呢，在扫罗死后啊，曾经要为他把他的那个扫罗的儿子伊斯波设立他为王。Now
Abner at one time tried to set Saul's son Ishbosheth to be the king after Saul died.
那么只不过因为伊斯波设责备他一句话。But
just because one rebuking word from Saul's son.
因为呢，亚米尔呢跟他父亲的妃子啊，那个同寝啊。 就这些事情不该这么做的。And
because Abner did something wrong, he went to bed with Saul's concubine.
亚尼尔他就发怒啊，要把这个国把它夺过来，要归给大卫。And
then Abner became furious. He tried to take the kingdom from Saul's son and give it to David.
他来见大卫啊，他说要把国呢那个归给他。
Therefore, he came to see David and saying that, I would give the kingdom Saul to you.
大卫也接纳他, 也接待他,
and David received Abner also.
但是呢, 就他回去的时候呢,
However, on his way back, Abner was killed by Joab.
因为约雅要报他兄弟亚撒黑的仇。
Because Joab tried to avenge on him the death of his brother.
亚撒黑的就死在亚米尔的手下。
Therefore, his brother Sahil died in the hand of Joab.
当大卫听见这件事的时候,
and when David heard of this,
哎呀, 他心中非常的难过,
he was so sorrowful in his heart.
他那个嚎啕大哭,
and he simply wept bitterly.
他要不但是要以色列人,他要约雅,杀了亚撒那个亚尼尔的约雅,也一样披麻布,在后面呢,那个为他送终。
So when David heard of the death of Abner, he told all his people to put down sackcloth to mourn for him, to give him a very good funeral.
不是因为大卫跟亚尼尔曾经有什么样的交情。
It's not because at one time David had a close relationship with Abner.
也不是因为他因此呢，他就失去了得了以色列国的那个机会。
It's not because Abner died, he lost his chance to have the kingdom Saul.
就是单单因为他宝贝亚撒龙他这个人。
It's only because David cherished Abner, this person.
他说他为什么哭呢?
And David said, why did I cry?
他说今日呢,以色列人找了一个做元帅的大丈夫啊。
Today among the Israelites, we have lost one who is the prince, the great man.
他看到亚尼尔确实曾经为 耶和华呢征战哈，在以色列人出入。
Because he did see that Abner led God's people to fight with all the nations in
and out. And
this is how David viewed God's people all his life.
所以你看呢，在那个大卫一生有许多人来跟随他。
So you see throughout David's life, there are so many people who followed him.
不但是他在那个住山寨的时候，有许多人来跟随他。
Not only at the time when he lived in fortresses, strongholds, that people would come to follow him.
就是他住在外邦的城邑啊，那个以格拉的时候呢，有许多许多的人呢，天天来跟随他。
Even when he lived in a Gentile city, Ziklag, many people came to him also.
那么这来的像是成了一个大军了，像神的军队一样。
All these people came to him like an army of God.
为什么这么多人？ 一生愿意为大卫效命。
And then why do all these people all their lives want to be to show their faithfulness to David?
大卫有许多的勇士啊。
David has so many men of valor.
那个个都是骁勇善战的。
Everyone is skillful in fighting.
以一敌十，以一敌千的人啊。
One person could resist 10,000 people. 10 could resist 10,000.
他们都看大卫的性命比他们自己的性命还重要。
And they all treasure David's heart, his will, more than they treasure their own.
有三个勇士甚至要闯过敌人的营盘呢，就是要给大卫舀一杯水来喝哈。
Three of the mighty warriors even went all the way to the enemy's camp simply to get a jar of water, a cup of water for David.
固然是神他祝福大卫。
Although God did bless David.
但是呢，我们跟把大卫跟其他的王来做一个比较的时候。
However, when we compare David with any other kings.
大卫之所以这么受他的那个百姓的爱戴。
The reason that David was so loved by his subjects.
因为呢，他宝贝他的百姓。
It's simply because first he cherished his people.
他宝贝呢，神所赐给他的儿女。
He simply relished the children that God had given him.
他看这些人呢，都是圣明啊。
So as he viewed these people, they are saints.
这一批分别出来的一批人。
They are people who set apart.
单单是归给神的。
Solely unto the Lord.
因为他们是属神的缘故。
And because they belong to God.
他们又美，他们又善。
Therefore, they are excellent ones, majestic and glorious. In man's point of view, none of them is so lovable.
从天然人来讲的话呢，都是要逼迫他的。
And they are all natural men. They try to persecute David.
但是呢，因为他们是属神的缘故。
However, because they belong to God.
神在生命他们身上的缘故。
Because.
神的生命,
because God's light is in them.
用新约的话来讲的话,
in the term of New Testament,
这些都是有基督的生命在他们里面的缘故。
All these are the people who have Christ's life within.
神所赐给我们的弟兄姊妹们都能够来各处显扬呢，那应该是基督而有的香气。
So all the brethren that God has given to us is able to diffuse this fragrance in the knowledge of God.
So that's
all learn. Let's all learn this fact that for us to be able to be satisfied with God Himself, we have to be satisfied with the members of the body God has given us. So from our heart, each one could say this.
你啊，又美又善。
You are excellent.
是我最喜悦的。
And glorious, majestic in you is all my delight.
丈夫可以回家跟妻子说，你又美又善，是我最喜悦的。
Husband could go back home and say this to your wife. You are the most excellent, glorious, and majestic one.
太太可以回家跟先生说，你也又美又善，你是我最喜悦的。
Likewise, wives could also go back to their own husbands and say, you are the most excellent and glorious, majestic one in whom is all my delight.
我们可以跟我们的弟兄啊，跟我们的姊妹从心里说。
And likewise, we could say this to our brothers and sisters from the very bottom of our heart.
你又美又善，是我最喜悦。You're
the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
这实在是谁需要神的恩典？
Truly, this really requires God's grace for us to do so.
唯有我们先学的是满足于神赐给我们的肢体。
However, first we have to learn to be gratified with the children that God has given us.
我们才能够真正认识什么是神是我们的满足。
Then next we could come to know why God is our satisfaction.
第二个方面呢,
now the second aspect
我们要满足于神所赐给我们的产业,
is we need to be satisfied with the inheritance that God has bestowed on us.
我们这一生在地上啊, 确实得了许许多的东西,
in our lifetime on earth, yes, we have accumulated many things.
神呢, 赐给我们房子, 赐给我们车子, 赐给我们儿子, 赐给我们妻子,
God has given us houses, sons, daughters, and also wives.
神赐给我们许多的东西。
Now God has indeed given us so many things.
我们会不会把神所赐给我们这些东西代替成自己呢？
However, will we replace God with all the things granted to us by God?
神他赐给我们许多物质上的丰富。
God has given all us all this material richness.
赐给我们那个美满的家庭。
Has given us a very wonderful family.
我们会不会把这些来代替了神呢？
Will we replace God with all this?
那先看见了, 如果以这些来代替神了呢,
if you
substitute
God with all this, you will first see that your sorrow will be multiplied.
不但是那些在神以外我们靠着天然力量去抓的东西也存不住。
Not only is the things apart from God which we gain by our natural abilities that will not endure.
就是神所赐给我们的一些产业, 如果我们看重它, 过于看重神自己的话,
but also all the inheritances from God won't endure if we cherish these more than we cherish God.
这些原来是祝福的事情啊, 有一天要成为我们的愁苦。
All these blessings one day will become our sorrows.
就像大卫这里说,
just as David says here,
耶和华他是我的产业, 是我杯中的份。
Oh Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
多少时候我们觉得神啊, 是这么样的广大, 昂茫啊。
So many times we feel that God is so broad, so immense.
这么一个无限大的神啊, 在我好像有一点 捉不着摸不着看不见的那种感觉啊。
Such an infinite God that I cannot touch and I cannot feel.
我们常常有一些实在的东西抓在手上，我们才觉得神的实在。
We could only feel the concreteness of God if we can actually lay our hands on something concrete.
那大卫他说了，耶和华他自己就是我的产业。
However, David says the Lord Himself is my inheritance.
而且呢，这个产业是这么样的实在。
And the inheritance is so tangible.
就好像我的杯中的份一样的那么样的实在。
Just as a very portion of my cup, as solid as that is.
我呢，随时可以支取，随时可以享受的。
Anytime I can enjoy it, anytime I can draw upon it.
有这样的看见之后呢，然后再来看神所赐给我们的。
Now, first, with this kind of insight, then you will consider God's inheritance.
他说了这个，那么用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。
Then you will be able to say the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
我的产业实在美好。Yes,
I have a good inheritance.
在世上的你要看的话，其实有些人得的多，有些人得的少，是不是？
In this world, you would see that some people have gained much as opposed to others who gain less. Some people will hold excellent jobs while others might not hold jobs as well. Some people are more gifted and others are less gifted. Some people would have 10 talents. Others 5 talents, whereas others 1 talent.
但是我有没有看见神所赐给我的那一份是坐落在佳美之处？
But have we seen the very portion that God has allotted me sits in an excellent place?
就算是神赐给我那一千两，那一千两也是极其宝贝的。
Even though God has given us 10 talents, so precious.
看起来我似乎得的不多。外面看起来似乎好像没有得的那么多。
Even though God has given us 1 talent, outwardly seeing that I haven't got much.
但是呢，我们有没有看见神所赐给我的那一份，就是那样的宝贝，那样的美好呢？
But do we see the very portion that God has given us is so excellent, so precious?
大卫他是先看见了耶和华是我的产业，是我的杯中的份。
So David first saw that the Lord is a portion of his inheritance and his cup.
然后呢，他就看见了耶和华所他赐给量给我用神量给我的地界呢，坐落在佳美之处。
Then he saw the fact that the lines have fallen to him in pleasant places.
我们常常是反过来的。
However, we often reverse the sequence.
我们先看看，常常先要看看神赐给我有些什么东西。
First, we want to see what God has given us.
然后我们才来量量神到底对我们有多宝贝。
And then we will figure out how.God has treasured us.
我们先看看我这神赐给我多少的家业啊。
First, I want to see how many possessions God has given me.
多赐给我多少的恩赐啊。
And how many gifts He has granted me.
我们才能够稍微了解一点神他自己到底多好。
Then we seem to be able to understand how good this God is.
但是我们怎么知道我们所得的好不好呢？
But how do we know whether the thing we receive is good or not?
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we come to know it?
比较对不对？
We would make comparison, right?
跟这家比，跟那家比，比来比去，你才觉得你知道是到底自己好好不好。
You would make comparison with this and that, and at the end, you would have a judgment as to how good what you have is.
特别喜欢跟我们同学比。
Especially, we like to compare ourselves with our classmates.
念的一样的学校，一样的年纪，有一样的那个聪明智慧，哎，他现在怎么样啊？
Since we're in the same school.And same intelligence and same classes. What about him? How is he doing now?
他也没有比我多强啊，他怎么会找到这么好的工作？
He's not that better than I. Why is he could get such a good job?
他也没有比我更那个这个更慈爱一点啊，所以他的儿女比我的儿女有成就。
He's not that affectionate. Why is it his children are?More achieved than mine.
中国人在一起就喜欢比，对不对？
So it's just a Chinese way that when we gather together, we just make comparison with each other.
比房子，比车子，再比儿子，比妻子。
We compare ourselves with others in terms of our houses, our wives, our children.
为什么呢？因为我们觉得呢，就这个比来比去之后呢，才发觉呢，我东西好不好，对不对？
This one-upmanship is telling us that after this comparison, we will see how our standing is.
但是我们的经历告诉我们。
However, our experiences tell us.
从人来的比较呢，永远不会让你满足。
This human comparison will never gratify you.
你比的这个比过这个人呢、啊，你还比不过另外一个人。
Maybe you're better off than this one, but you're worse off than the other.
那么里头啊，很难的那个在您的深处说呢。我的这个产业呢实在是美好。
So in the very depth of your spirit, you could never say, I have a good inheritance, and the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
总有人在你前头的嘛。
There always be the someone who is one up than you.
唯有呢，当我们来学习大卫的经历的时候。
But only when we come to learn David's experiences.
他先看见了耶和华。神他自己是我的产业。
He has seen first that the Lord is himself is his inheritance.
那个那位创造宇宙万物的主。
The very creator of the whole universe.
那在一切里头包有一切的那位神。
The very one who is all and in all.
他今天住在我的里头。
Now he abides in us.
他成为我的产业。
He has become my inheritance.
他是我杯中的份。
He is the very portion of my inheritance.
哎呀，当你得到那个无穷大的神的时候。
When you have received this infinite God.
哎呀，你再来看神所赐给我们的那些产业的。
And then you turn to look at all the inheritances He has bestowed upon you.
你真的是要，我们真的是要满心感谢，满心赞美啊。
Then we will overflow with this thanksgiving and praises.
哎呀，神赐我的房子虽然小。
Although God has given me a small house.
这是神所赐我最美好的产业，做的
是
佳美之处。
Most excellent inheritance.And the line has fallen in a good place.
虽然我的恩赐不大。
Even though my gift is not that great.
哎呀，神让我这给我这点恩赐，我能够来服侍。
However, He has given this gift so I can serve Him.
大卫一生呢，是学这样的功课。
So throughout David's life, he learned this lesson.
他不是在他登基之后啊，他能说这样的话。
David did not say this after he had ascended to his throne.
他不是说等到呢有一天南国属他了，北国也属他了，他做了以色列全家的王的时候，他开始说这句话。
He didn't say this at the time when the southern northern kingdom all belonged to him. He became the very king of his dominion.
大卫有许多的诗篇呢，是他在最潦倒最那个被扫罗追杀的那段时间写的。
David wrote so many songs.At the very time when he was most miserable and being persecuted, pursued after by Saul.
在许多他艰难里头写的诗里头。
In all the hardship, he wrote these songs.
有许多的诗是求神保佑他，保守他，不要受害。
Although there are many songs he wrote, were about to cry to God, preserve him, not to be heard.
但是说到神的时候。
But whenever he spoke of God.
说到神他的那个的赏赐的时候。
When he spoke of the blessings that God gave him.
让我们看见就在那个最艰难的时候呢，他所寻求的是神的他自己。
Even in the most difficult time, we could see that it is the God that he was pursuing after.
诗篇六十三篇呢，他第一句他这么讲。
Psalm 63, and we read it here.
他说：“神啊，你是我的神。
”O God, you are my God.
我呢，切切地寻求你。
Earnestly will I seek you.
那在干旱疲乏无水之地啊，我渴想你。
My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land.
我的心呢，切慕你。
And my heart yearns for you.
在诗体上面告诉我们啊，这是大卫在旷野的时候写的。
Actually, this hymn was written when he was in the wilderness.
他就在他还是那个四处漂泊的时候，被大卫所逼迫的时候，他就能够写这样的诗。
While he was wandering around, while he was pursued by Saul, and he wrote this hymn.
他的神啊，我切切的来寻求你的自己。
And he says that, Oh God, I earnestly seek you.
哎呀，当我们如果是我们在那样的环境底下的话
，If we are being put in that kind of circumstance，
大概大部分的求说是神啊，你保守我哈，让我这个像大卫一样要恢复王位啊，你要让我这福各样的福啊。
The most possible prayer we would say is, O Lord, preserve me and restore me to my kingdom.
大卫他在
and bless me.
但是大卫他在最潦倒的时候呢，他就学习呢，神是他的满足，神是他的一切。
However, in David's most abject condition, he learned to know that God is his satisfaction and his all.
其实神呢，曾经有两次啊，把扫罗啊交在大卫的手里。
Actually, we know that God twice gave Saul into the hand of David.
一次呢是大卫这个扫罗出来追杀他。
The first time is when Saul came to pursue after David.
那么追着追着，那个大卫把那个扫罗呢到一个洞里头去啊，去大号去。
And while he was pursuing David, and he came across this cave, so he went in to relieve his need.
正好呢，那个大卫跟他的同人躲在那个洞的深处。
And just happened, David and his company hid in this very recesses of the cave.
那这些他的同人就跟大卫说：“起来呀、啊，这是你的神给你的机会啊，就把扫罗给杀了吧。”
And so David's companions told David, this is the very chance that God had given you, rise up and kill him.
那大卫起来啊，就把 扫罗的外袍的衣襟给割下来。
And David did rise up and cut the very corner of Saul's robe.
但是割下来之后，他心中自责。
But right after that, his conscience condemned him with the scruples.
他说呢，鲁王啊，是耶和华的受膏者了，我万万不敢害他。
And he said, Saul is anointed king. God forbid I shall stretch out my hand against him.
还有一次呢，这次大卫放过他了，扫罗也非常感激他。
And so at this time, David let Saul go, and Saul was grateful also.
但是进来没多久了，扫罗又出来追杀大卫。
And not long after this, that Saul came out again, tried to overtake David to kill him.
到了哈基山的时候
Hakilai, the mountain of Hakilai, when he came to this place.
那么一天晚上啊，住在他扫罗在追杀大卫的时候，他们全军呢、啊，就包括扫罗他的元帅三千的精兵呢、啊，居然全营都睡着了。
At night, everyone fell asleep, including Saul, his Abner, the commander in chief, and all the 3,000 soldiers.
那大卫呢，跟着亚比达下到他们营中去了。
And David and Abiashah went into the camp.
竟然呢，一个上哨都没有，全军都睡着。
And it should happen that no guard standing alert either. Everyone fell asleep.
亚比大说啊，我主让我射他一次就行了，不用再射第二次，就可以把扫罗给杀了。
And Abiashah said, my lord, let me pierce Saul to the ground. I didn't have to do it twice. I'll just strike him once.
他说，但是大卫阻止他，不可以，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。
And David restrained him, saying that no, he is anointed of the Lord.
或者耶和华击打他。
Maybe the Lord will strike him.
或者他自己的死期到了。
Maybe the date of his death would arrive.
或者他出战阵亡。
Maybe he go out to battle and perish.
这是在神的手里头，我自己呢是绝对不下手，不自己做来。
It's all is in God's hand. As to I myself, I would never stretch out my hand and do it.
哎呀，在人的看来的话呢，没有人会怪大卫把这时候把扫罗杀了。
In man's viewpoint, that nobody would blame David for killing Saul.
最少大卫可以说我是自卫啊。
At least David could claim that this is self-defense.
但是呢，大卫呢，他安息于神的那个旨意里头。
However, David rested in the will of God.
他能够等候神的时候。
And he simply waited for God's timing.
他不为他自己的做任何的事情。
And he did not do anything for himself.
哎呀，怎么样的一个人呢，能够做到这样的事啊？
Now, what kind of person could do things like this?
除非呢，他已经看神所赐给他的已经是非常的宝贝了。
Unless first he has seen that which given to him by God is precious already.
虽然这时候把扫罗杀了。保他自己的性命。
Even though at the time David killed Saul and preserved his own life,
虽然这时候把扫罗杀了，他可以得到以色列的国位。
Even though at this time, if he killed Saul and received his kingdom,
这国位呢是当初神高大卫的时候就应许给他的。
Actually, this kingdom was promised to David right at the time when God anointed him.
但是呢，大卫呢？能够安息在神所赐给他的一切。
However, David rested in everything that God had first given him.
纵然扫罗这样的逼迫他。
Even though Saul persecuted David in such a way.
纵然好像神当初的应许要他为王的，不知道在什么时候会应验。
As though God's promise for David to become a king one day would have no way to appear.
但是呢，大卫，我想他那时候也能这样子说。
But I believe David could say at the time,
耶和华呢是我的产业。
The Lord is the portion of my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
And my cup.
哎，我所得的，你为我持守。
And you maintain my lot.
因为大卫是在旷野的时候是这样子的经历与神的同在。
And while David was in the wilderness, this is how he experienced God's presence.
神所赐给他的一切呢，他觉得满足。
He is so satisfied with everything God had given him.
想想看呢，他起码还有山寨。
At least he had a stronghold.
还有400人跟着他。
And 400 people who follow him.
富家的弟兄们都来投靠他。
And all his brothers in his father's house came to take refuge in him. God also gave him two wives.
大卫呢里头没有desire， 没有那个需要，就那个起来为他自己争些什么，夺些什么。
So David didn't really have the desire to rise up to fight anything for himself or try to gain something for himself.
就算扫罗他死了以后啊，大卫他做了犹大家的王。
Even after Saul died and David became the king of Judah.
北国呢，那时候呢，在刚刚说了亚尼尔的那个扶持之下，让伊斯波设扫罗的儿子做王。
Ephishtheth, that Saul's son, after Saul died, became the king of the northern kingdom.
在那时候呢，大卫呢只有一个大卫家归附他。
And to David, there were only one tribe came to him.
另外十一个支派呢都归伊斯波设管。
And 11 tribes all went to Ephishtheth.
那有一天呢，那个在伊斯波设的两个军长起来哈。把那伊斯波设给谋杀了。
And one day his two commanders rose up and killed him.
带着他的首级到希伯伦来见大卫。
And took his head and came to Hebron to see David.
他们想的这时候可要这个得奖赏了，对不对？
And they thought, wow, sure, we would have some reward.
哎呀，把大卫的敌人，把十一个支派都拿来给大卫，大卫还不来奖赏我。
Since I have brought him 11 tribes of the kingdom, shouldn't he reward me?
你没想到大卫毫不领情啊。
And little did they expect that David was not appreciative at all.
他说你们这恶人呢，把义人杀在床上了，我岂能不治你们的罪吗？
You wicked people, you killed the righteous on his bed, shall I not punish you?
把这两个军长啊，这个斩首的手脚都砍断了，挂在那个城外的旗子上。
Therefore, he killed these two commanders and cut their hands and feet and hand outside.
啊，只把伊斯波设的首级啊厚葬在这个亚尼尔的墓里头。
Ephishtheth and he buried him in the ground.
我们想，这大卫是什么样的一个人啊
？So let's consider what kind of person he is.
这么大好的机会。
Such a great opportunity for David.
一下子十一个支派就要归他了。
In one scoop, all the 11 tribes belong to him.
他不但不感激这两个军长啊，还把他们俩给杀了。
Not only did he not appreciate these two army commanders, but he actually killed them.
因为呢，这十一个支派呢，不在大卫的心里头。
It's because that these 11 tribes never was in David's heart.
他能够安静等候神的时候。
He was able to quiet himself, simply wait for God's timing.
让他在希伯伦做这个犹大家的王知足了。
He was content to be the king at Judah in Hebron.
他不需要，他也不愿意，他也不能，他不做这样的事情，为自己争些什么。
He wasn't willing, he did not need to do anything like this to fight for himself.
他能说用神量给我的地界呢已经坐落在佳美之处。
Therefore, he says, the lines have fallen to me in pleasant places.
我的产业呢没有。
Yes, I have a good inheritance.
巴不得我们里头啊这神也这样子开启我们啊。
If only that in our hearts God also enlightened us.
哎呀，因为我们宝贝主的缘故。
And because we first cherish God.
已经得到神做我们的产业了。
And we have gained God Himself as our inheritance.
为神赐给我们的一切，我们感恩。
Therefore, we'll be able to show our gratitude to whatever He has bestowed on us.
第三方面呢，我们满足于神呢。
Now the third aspect of our satisfaction with God.
满足于呢神的教诲。
Lies in our satisfaction with God's instruction.
哎呀，那我要称颂那指教我的耶和华。
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
我的心肠呢，在夜间也警戒我。
And my heart also instructs me in night season.
神呢，之所以美好，神之所以成为我的满足，因为神多方的来带领我们，指教我们。
The reason that God is excellent and He is our satisfaction is because He, in so many ways, He has been our counsel and instructing us.
他借着他的话来指教我们。
Through his word, he instructs us.
借着他的灵，他来指教我们。
Through his spirit, he teaches us.
借着弟兄姊妹们，他来指教我们。
Actually, through brothers and sisters, he instructs us.
借着周围发生的事情呢，来指教我们。
Through all the things happening around, he come to show his counsel.
我常常觉得啊，如果我们够细心的话。
I often feel that if we pay attention to the details,
无时无刻，每个时刻，神就着许多的事情来教导我们，带领我们走他的路。
And then we will know that at any time, anywhere, God is teaching us to walk in His way.
在神以外呢，我们不需要任何的指教。
Apart from God, we really need no other counsel or instruction.
在神的话以外呢，我们找不到任何的智慧。
And apart from God's word, we find no wisdom.
今天的世界呢，确实也能给我们一些这个智慧的箴言啊。
Yes, today's world does give us some worldly proverbs and those sage.
有些呢听起来真的是蛮有道理的。
Some of the men do sound so sensible.
处事戒多言啊，言多必失。
Like,
这是很好的话，对不对？
When you conduct yourself in the world, you should avoid many words because with many words, the transgressions come.
但是世上的指教，世上的这些智慧的话呢，都非常非常的有限的。
However, all these adage, all these worldly wisdom are so limited.
他们呢，不但是在它的那个深度上有限的，那么存在的价值上也非常非常的有限的。
Not only they are limited in the depth of their saying, but also so limited in their value that could endure.
我记得江弟兄啊，他讲到的时候讲了一个例子。
I remember Brother Kong once gave this example in one of his sermons.
他说呢，他碰到两个弟兄啊，他原来是学中国古文的。
He came across two brothers who were learning in Chinese literature.
那么他这些人，这两位弟兄原来是对于中国的五子的那个什么的诸子百家非常非常熟悉的哈。
They were so familiar with all the ancient sayings of the different philosophers of China.
那么张弟兄就问他说：“哎，你们怎么会来信主的呢？”
So Brother Kong asked them, "How come you believe in the Lord?"
我们知道很多这些学中国的古文学的、学的诸子百家的人，他们很难信主啊。
We all know that all those people who are experts in Chinese ancient literatures.For them, it's so hard to come to believe in the Lord.
他们总觉得这个中国的这个哲学呢，也就比圣经上讲的话这个高明的多了。
They always feel that the Chinese philosophies are much better than the sayings of the Bible.
但是呢，这两个弟兄啊，告诉江弟兄啊。
However, these two brothers told Brother Kong.
这些中国的这些古文呢、啊，比起圣经上的智慧来讲的啊，太微不足道。
All these Chinese ancient literature are really nothing comparing to the very wisdom contained in the Bible.
不但是它里面所吃那个讲的那个智慧远远比不上圣经的智慧。
Not only is the Chinese ancient wisdom lagged so far behind the Bible's wisdom.
更重要的是呢，这些话呢，你说没有生命。
But more importantly is that within all these adages, there's no life.
唯有神的话呢，里头有生命。
Only in God's word there is life.
唯有神的话呢，能够开导我们、教导我们，还赐力量给我们，让我们活得出来。
Only God's word can enlighten us and instruct us, and also strengthens us to have the ability to live out the life.
所以呢，那个大卫呢，他的经历是什么呢
？So what is David's experience?
他说呢，我将耶和华常摆在我的面前。
He says, I've always set the Lord before me.
仅仅因为他在我的右边，我就不至于摇动。
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
我们在这世上的时候，常常遇到许多的难处，许多的艰难呢，许多的问题。
As we live in this world, we always encounter so many hardships, problems and afflictions.
但是我们常常坐难，不知道该怎么办。
And we're so perplexed as to what to do. Deal with them.
如果我们跟大卫一样来学，
However, if we could be like David, to set the Lord always before us, and I shall not be shaken because he's at my right hand. And because the very fact he's at my right hand, even though our enemies are so bullish, even though with all such a tremendous temptation from the world, even though our weak flesh often attacks us,
但是耶和华是我的力量,
but the Lord is my strength.
祂是我大能的防备,
he is my mighty arm.
祂能够扶持我,
he is able to uphold me.
祂能够坚固我,
he is able to strengthen me. Therefore, I am able to stand and minister to him.
满足于神所一切的教诲,
and we are satisfied with all his teaching and immerse ourselves with all his teachings. How do we know we gratify ourselves with and who he is?
我们怎么知道我已经开始在学 神是我的满足呢?
How do we know that we are actually learning that he is our satisfaction?
一个满足于神的人,
he who is satisfied with God.
一个学习在以耶稣基督为我们唯一的满足的人,
he who learns to have Jesus Christ as our sole satisfaction.
是一个充满喜乐的人,
is a man full of joy.
他说呢,因此呢,我的心欢喜啊,我的灵快乐啊, 我的肉身也要安然居住,
therefore, David says, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices and my flesh also will dwell securely.
是因此,
therefore,
因此什么呢? 什么因此呢?
What is this therefore refers to?
因着神所赐我的弟兄姊妹们, 我宝贝, 我满足,
therefore, because of the brethren that God has given me, and I'm satisfied with them, and I relish them. And because of the inheritance that God has given me, whose lines fall into good place. And because daily I have set the Lord before me.
哎,我们里面自然的,
it's
going
to be so readily that from us, the stream of joy simply overflows. So we should be people from inside and out whose joy simply rushes out.
不但我们的心啊,欢喜,
not only is our heart glad in our emotion, we're joyful.
这个灵啊,这个字啊,在诗篇里面出现了五次,
but this the glory in Chinese Bible says the spirit, which appears five times in the Bible. They all appear in David's song.
它是呢,原文就是荣耀,
however, in its original, it is glory.
哎,那就,从那个他所用的话呢,他知道,他是说到他内心最深的那一部分。
So from David's word, we could see he referred to the very deepest part of his being.
不过为什么,中文呢, 就三次翻成灵啊,其他一次翻成我,一次翻成口啊,其实灵啊,是最合适的翻译啊, 对这个字。
In these five times, three times, it's translated as spirit, one time as mouth, and the other translation is I.
那么在我灵的最深之处,就是我们的灵的地方呢, 我们里头呢,
however, in the very deepest of my being, that is in my spirit, I rejoice.
那么我们的肉身呢, 也要安然居住, 按这个在那个《使徒行传》说, 我安居在指望之中,
and my soul, my flesh shall dwell securely, just in access that my
安居在指望中,
I will rest securely in my hope.
哎呀,你发觉呢,
and you see here, because God is our satisfaction.
我们从灵里面呢,
therefore, from my spirit, I simply rejoice.
我们从呢, 心里的欢喜,
so emotionally, that I I'm joyful.
我们这个肉体这个肉身呢居今天还在这个软弱之中 要安然的居住。
Even our flesh in all its weaknesses today will dwell securely.
他所赐给我们的喜乐是满足的喜乐。
Therefore, this joy has given us is the fullness of joy.
是那个永远的福乐。
It is the everlasting pleasure.
这是什么道路呢？
Now, what kind of path is this?
这是一个生命的道路。
This is a way of life.
我们今天说要走生命的道路。
Today we talk about walking in this way of life.
让生命来掌管我们。
To allow this life to control us.
让生命来赐那个赐力量给我们。
To allow this life to strengthen us.
凭着生命里面的感觉，我们的行为就在往前行。
And this is by the feeling of this life that we simply walk forward.
什么是生命的生命的道路呢？
Now, what is the way of life?
大卫在这里给我们摆的一条就是一条生命的道路。
Here, the very path that David has placed before us, this is the way of life.
学习满足于神的自己。
We learn to be satisfied solely with God himself.
满足于我们的肢体。
Be satisfied with our brethren.
他们又美又善，是最喜悦的。
They are excellent, glorious, majestic.Ones in whom with all my delight.
满足于神所赐给我们的产业。
And we're satisfied with God's bestowed inheritance.
因为神他自己是我们的产业。
Because God Himself is our inheritance.
那我们能够天天活在神的面前。
So daily we live in His presence.
这就是一个生命的道路。
And this is the journey of life.
那我们能够学着活在其中。
Let's all learn to dwell in it.
巴不得大卫的经历呢，也成为我们的经历。
Only if only that David's experience would become our very own.
那么能够常常活在他的面前。
So that often we could live in his presence.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
借着你赐给我们的爱子耶稣基督。
We thank you for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
其实他在我们那个永远的生命。
Through his everlasting life.
更能借着那永远的灵。
And also through the everlasting spirit.
让我们来学习满足于你的自己。
Let us all learn to be satisfied solely with yourself.
在灵的深处我们能够向你说。
So in the very depth of our heart spirit, we will could say,
神啊，你是我的神。
God, you are my God.
我的好处不在你以外。
Apart from you, no good. My goodness is nothing apart from you.
教导我们在灵的深处这样学习。
O Lord, teach us to learn this lesson in the very depth of our hearts.
神啊，你是我们的产业。
You are the portion of my inheritance.
是我们里头唯一的满足。
Our only soul satisfaction.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen.